Chapter 29. Home, Sweet Home.
Zesty, the Orange Man, Zello sang.
Ryo had remained firm, taking Vicky and Carol home that evening in order to allow Mrs. Gabriev a comfortable bed to herself. All the others shared the floor, mostly, with blankets. Dee was not pleased to be the one left to guard the Slayer's clan, but since Ryo gave him that look, which gave him no choice, he acquiesced with minimal grumbling. After calling their families to assure everyone that they were safe and sound, and to determine that Rodimus and Zolf had safely returned to Saeroon with all their equipment, the kids watched with interest the late-night news version of their sold-out concert and subsequent mobbing, which brought downtown Syrog to a standstill. There had been little discussion, practically none, but they all agreed that the growing fan base was nice. However, the out-of-control part was not. It had even seemed a bit contrived, too sudden, but no one voiced that opinion audibly that night. That was carried on telepathically between Zelgadis, Val, and Zelos. Gary would have been included, but he had fallen asleep shortly after the announcement of, "And now for the late-night news for this evening." Lena had been in the kitchen, helping herself to one last snack before bed. Then, to the amazement of the detectives, the kids simply turned off the TV and fell asleep. No hijinks. They were dead exhausted, and group sleepovers were getting old. They left the safe houses early the next morning in three fated vehicles. Gowri was going to be driving his mother's van home. He just had not known it at first. Before they took off for home that morning, he reminded Silphiel to be ready to go about 5. He planned to take her to dinner before going to the TM Revolution concert. While they were talking, he noticed that Zelos had left the Slayer's van and was talking to Naga off at the side. Silphiel was giggling and waxing poetic concerning their upcoming date. Her enthusiasm was contagious, causing him to look forward to the evening show, where he had once dreaded it. He watched Naga climb into the Slayer's vehicle. "I'll be ready, Gowri," she promised. "I'll make sure to pack plenty of snacks for you, too." On the other hand, maybe it was just the food. He left her with the other Slayers who were sharing the driving of the bandwagon back home. Ryo offered Gowri, Joey, and Mrs. Gabriev a lift back to the parking lot, where Mrs. Gabriev had parked the family van the day before. Gowri, it now seemed, was to drive them home. Such a good boy. He had even volunteered. However, he was not that kind-hearted, it could be argued, since he had not thought of it until he realized that Naga was riding in the Slayer's van. Lena nearly went along with him, but she didn't want to be stuck in the back seat with a tired and cranky Joey. So in the end, Gowri drove his mother and brother home. He jammed in an old country western CD and rolled out of the lot, humming along. Naga, having traded with Zelos for a seat on the van with the Slayers, was the hit of that party. Maybe she was a little older, but she did know how to have a good time. She led sing-alongs and made the miles fly by. "Hey, Lena, you know that song, Midnight Blue? Let's sing that. I've got a fantastic voice, much better than yours. Blessed at birth. It is my song, isn't it? Say, why aren't you singing too, Zemon?" However, Zelgadis, the Zemon, did not answer. He had his earplugs all the way in. He watched the countryside roll by. He was looking forward to tonight. His own room. His bed. Zelos had told him that he was hoping to stay over with Candy. He had something special in mind. Val was heading out to the settlement to comply with Philia's wishes and to complete his commitments, preparing for the winter solstice activities. Zell would have the entire house to himself. Ah, Naga did not let the Zemon's interest put her off. She had her new friend in leathers, Fee Girl, and that fine man Val to pester. Now that sweet little number you and Fee Girl do, I can sing that too. How does it start now? Val hummed the introduction, and they sang another tune, while the outskirts of Seirun appeared on the horizon. Where'd you go, baby sis? Come on and sit up here with me. I want to do that solo of yours. I have a fine ear. I have perfect pitch. I always was singing leads. That's right. You did harmony. It's much easier to sing harmony against my perfect pitch. Let's see if you can keep up with me here. Amelia good-naturedly, but half-heartedly, raised her voice in harmony with her sister. Zelgadis smiled. He could nearly make out the tall spires of the White Shrine. Home. Almost home. Zelos had been traveling with Candy and Nuriko, John driving. So, can I see you later? Tonight? Zelos asked Candy, practically begging. John had stopped to drop him off at his house, and was waiting with Nuriko in the car. I don't know. Maybe dinner. I'm going back to my room and sleep for about 5 hours. Why don't you call me about 3 and we'll make plans then, okay? Disappointed, Zelos started to object. But Candy needed her space. She placed a finger to his lips. Shh, now. 3 o'clock. Now I'm going. You get some rest, too. Promise you'll get some? He nodded and helped her back to the car. Nuriko caught his eye from the back seat. You guys were sensational. Good luck on that CD coming up. Thanks. And Zelos waved and watched John drive away before entering his own home. As he stepped inside the door, he sensed something was wrong. An envelope rested on the floor alongside the other pieces of mail. His eyes fixed on it a moment before he bent and picked it up. He tore off the end and tapped out another black-and-white photograph. It featured Mayor Phil and Zelos standing outside. Was that the mansion in the background? Was it recent? Whoever sent this was in town, or had a contact in town. Grouchera came to mind, but that man, he was incapable of planning a complex program to expose and capture or stop him and his friends. Zelos was sure. So who was responsible? Who? And more importantly, if he was going to try and wow Lena, oops, Layla, Candy? He had better get hopping. He started punching phone numbers into his cell phone. Hello, my name is Dilgir with Security Services. I'll be handling the security for your band's, the Slayers, musical in Mosquito.
Oh, I'm not the person who you want to speak to about this, I'm afraid.
You're Zelgadis Greywords. I was given your name.
I see. By whom?
Professor Greywords.
You're one of his graduate students, I take it.
Yes. He heard the news last night. Your run-in with fans in Cyrog shook him up quite a bit.
Great. Zell shook his head. Can we meet and talk about this another time?
Okay, here's my number. You set the time and place, but the prof, he wants me guarding your place starting today.
Suit yourself, was all Zell could manage. He wanted his quiet time.
Lena slammed the door shut behind her and dropped her bags on the floor helter-skelter. Hey, anybody here?
Luna called back from the kitchen. In here. Want some lunch?
Yeah, stupid question.
She placed a plate of spaghetti and meatballs on the table, a carton of milk, glass, a bowl of salad, and a French baguette. She was slicing the bread when Lena fell into a chair.
Great!
Luna watched her little sister shovel fork and spoonfuls of food into her mouth. When Lena took a break to swill some milk, Luna asked,
How was it? I saw the news.
Great! The crowd was terrific. We were hot. Joey showed up. His mom had to drive him. Gotta remember to grill Gowrie about that slip-up.
Gowrie slipped up? Don't tell me.
He forgot something important. You're being sarcastic. He can't always help it, Lena said, defending him. Like his going out with Silphiel tonight. He sure botched that up. I mean, I know he was meaning to ask me to that concert. He just couldn't keep it in his brain long enough. Luna smiled knowingly. And how was Zelos? Fine. His current flame, Candy, was there with Nuriko and a guy he's taken up with. Zelos has a girlfriend? I hadn't heard. No, did I not tell you? Oh, no biggie. She goes to the university, in math, with Zell and Zelos. Candy? She graduated from Seirun High last year with honors. Real smart. Nice, I guess. She lived through a Slayer's event, so she's gotta be tough. I thought she'd about faint when Zelos put on that red dress. Why would he do something like that? All the guys went in drag, and the girls dressed like guys. I was a very short Sam Spade. Disguises. We looked like arrested kids, walked right by the fans into the police vans. Right to this safe house place where I called you from. Great show, like I said. He shouldn't have kissed me, though. Who kissed you? Oh, Zelos, of course. Who else? Part of the act, our dance routine. But he went overboard this time. He apologized this morning. Said it was because his meds had worn off and he was out of control. Loopy, I think he said the clinical term for his condition. And his girlfriend was in the audience? It was probably true, then. He's not a tease. At least he's pretty forthright with you. What do you mean? I mean, he let you know how he felt, right? Has he told you anything has changed that? He has a girlfriend, Luna. A real one. Val said she stayed over at their house the other night. You do the math. I don't think Zelos is harboring feelings for me like that anymore. I told him to move on, and he has. Still, Lena started on the salad. Still what? You said he kissed you. An insignificant peck on the lips, huh? Luna was baiting Lena now, hoping to draw more information. No, why would I get all worked up over that? No, he nearly gagged me with... Lena blushed. Nothing. Leave me alone. Luna sat quietly a few minutes, waiting for Lena to bring up another topic. Naga came along, hitched a ride with the Candy entourage. Candy again. And how was Naga on the road? Good. Better than ever. Sober, too. I don't know how attached she is to Val, but Philia figured it out pretty quick. Put Philia in a lousy mood at first. But she and Naga worked things out, I guess. It's hard not to like Naga, you know. She's a real kick, as she would say. I like her, too. She really rolls in the tips at the Zephelia. I think she's really stuck on Val, though. I hope... Well, he's a good kid deep down. I hope things work out for them. I really do. Lena glanced sideways at her sister. She was sure thinking about relationships a lot these days. What was it Val had told her? Oh, yeah. Time to test those waters. So, tell me about Julian. Is he the one? Luna nearly fell out of her chair. Julian? Lena grinned with satisfaction. To pull one over on her big sister took real skill. What an achievement! While Lena gloated, Luna tried to find the words to answer her question. He's, well, special. I don't know if or how. I need to get myself established first. Then there's the distances involved. I asked you how you feel about him. Not if you two were running off to get married now. You're not, are you? Lena grinned. Of course not, Luna snorted. I promised Mom I wouldn't leave you here alone. Lena shrugged. I'm graduating early. This June, in fact. I'll be going to university next year. I'm not a little kid anymore. You can start living your life for yourself, you know. It's okay. Luna sighed. Maybe I'll be ready then. Maybe I'll know for sure. She got up and opened the refrigerator. Dessert? Yeah. Luna sliced them both some pie and sat down. Tell me how Amelia's doing. That must have been a terrible blow, the syndicate hitting so close to home. Yeah, she was pretty down all week. I was gonna let her skip the gig,
but she has that honor thing going. Turns out, Zell took it upon himself to pull her out of her funk. He did it all on his own, too, without me twisting his arm or anything. That's interesting. Sounds like all of your admirers have found themselves new girlfriends, just like you wanted them to, right? You pushed them all away, didn't you? Well, that must feel pretty good, huh? Lena hesitated. Sure. I did do that, didn't I? Yeah, just what I wanted. To be left alone. Finally. I mean, they're all still friends. Just not fighting. Yeah, it's great. It was all great. Candy, come to the door. Hurry, you gotta see this. I'm getting ready to go to dinner with Zelos. Hold on. She opened the door, still attaching an earring. Now, John, what's all this got to do with me? Grab your coat and purse, honey. You are in for a real classy night out. Zelos was standing by the limousine, giving the driver some last-minute directions. When he turned, Candy was standing beside John and a host of other students in the residence, gaping in awe. Zelos! You rented this for us?
Well, I needed a car, and you know I hate to drive, so voila. Look, he's got the door open for us. Shall we be going? Reservations are waiting.
Am I dressed fancy enough? You didn't tell me it would be so formal.
You look beautiful, really. Don't worry. Let's just have fun, okay?
Candy looked back at her fellow students and waved. She was so excited. He was really becoming a rock star, and he treated her like gold when they were together, which was not very often. She was the envy of her building tonight. Okay, we'd better hurry, though, in case you get recognized and have to go into hiding or something.
Don't remind me,
he chuckled, and climbed into the back seat after her. So, where are we going?
The Seyrun Hotel. Where there is dinner and dancing till dawn. Or so it says on this tiny little ad, see?
Isn't that where old people go to dance, Zelos?
Maybe, but I like to dance where I can hold you, not what you bounce out of reach.
He smiled and kissed her lightly. She smiled. You're trying to be romantic.
I most certainly am. Just give me time.
All right. She snuggled closer and enjoyed the ride. She was right. The dance hall was filled mostly with people 20 to 50 years older than themselves, much like the place in Atlas City where Zelos had taken Philia and her parents.
Shall we dance a little first, then dine?
I'm hungry. Let's eat first.
As you wish, he said with a bow.
They were seated at once at a private window seat and presented menus, which Zelos waved away. He rattled off a string of French so fluently that even with 4 years of French classes at Seyrun High, she couldn't make out a word. What did you just order for us?
That's a secret. Just wait, okay? Here, taste this.
He stood to lean over the table and kiss her again, causing her to blush. Not here, she smiled.
Okay.
He sat back and watched as the first course was delivered. Then the next, then the next.
You're not eating much tonight, he noted. Is everything okay?
Oh, it's fine, really. It's just, I'm not used to such rich food, that's all.
Why don't we dance, then, and come back in a bit?
I can't really dance. Not like that, anyway. Sorry, I didn't know you'd be bringing me someplace like this.
It's okay. We'll just play it by ear. Come on, I'll show you.
After a few minutes, he had taught her enough so that they could do more than just rock in place. Do you know that woman over there? Candy asked. No, don't look now. When we turn, blue hair.
All old ladies have blue hair.
Real blue. She squeezed his shoulder where her hand was resting. Silly boy.
No, although there is something familiar about her I can't place.
Ah, she and her dancing partner are moving this way. Zelos felt a tap on his shoulder. May I cut in? The gentleman smiled apologetically, as if the intrusion wasn't his idea, which it wasn't. Zelos and Candy exchanged blank expressions. I'm not much of a dancer, but my wife is and would like a single dance with an accomplished one. Zelos nodded. Well, if it's just the one. They traded partners and exchanged names, and then the music started a new piece. Candy was not a dancer, but she could tell that her new partner had not been joking about his ineptitude. Together, they stunk. They agreed to sit the rest of the number out and watch the others sail past. Your date tonight is a remarkable dancer, the gentleman noted to Candy. Yes, he is. I never knew. And indeed, she was notably impressed. Zelos was like a character out of a movie she did not recognize. Suave and sophisticated, elegant and handsome. Smart yet sulky, witty yet whiny. Wild and crazy, silly and bizarre. He was all those at times and more. No, she didn't know the man, boy, at all. He rejoined her at their table at the end of the song. Ready for dessert. They agreed to share a multi-layer cake and cream concoction. Zelos tasted a forkful and closed his eyes in contentment. Wonderful. Don't you think? I've never had anything like this before. Zelos? Yes. Are you having a good time? I really want this to be special tonight for you.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
Close your eyes a moment.
Okay. Now what? He asked. He did like games.
Who do you see?
He did not move. He sat still, thinking.
Who do you see sitting here with you?
She repeated. He opened his eyes. You.
Are you sure? There are times when I know I'm not with you, but some stranger. Interesting, entertaining, but not always you. Sometimes it seems like you're entertaining another friend, and not me, when we're together.
I don't understand, Candy. It's just me all the time, and I don't think of anyone else when I'm with you. I really like you, and, I mean, there are things about me that I haven't told you, but I had to wait until we'd known each other long enough to know if you'd maybe still like me, if I was different from what you thought I was at first.
You're rambling again.
I know, but I'm trying to explain.
I know you are. It's just that we're so different. We move in different worlds a lot of the time, most of the time. I'm not sure where I fit in. Now, with Zelgadis, I feel like I can talk to him and that he's real and the same guy each time. Even on the job last night, he was the same Zell, but you are never the same person twice in a row.
I see. I think you make me sound so artificial, but I'm not. I don't try to be. I think as you get to know me better, I won't seem so odd. I really do improve with time. Everyone tells me that.
That brought a smile to her lips. I bet they do.
She sighed and tasted the dessert. What was that for? The big sigh.
I was just thinking about how you'll be all tied up over winter break while I'll be free. It's too bad, that's all. We could do something together that's not school or your band.
This is something.
I mean something not in Seyrun. Skiing, for instance.
Skiing? Zelos hadn't thought of that. That was for sure. His expression must have been a dead giveaway, that he was not very interested in taking up a new sport.
Oh. That's what I mean, about us being so different.
She looked away, unable to meet his uncertain gaze.
Anyway, it's getting late, and I need to get up early in the morning to do laundry and studying for all the tests I have next week. Don't you have tests, too?
Some. Then he added suddenly, would you like to stay here tonight? Here? This hotel? Isn't this really expensive?
Well, I guess so, but that's okay. I'll pay for it. Will you stay?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Zelos's eyes welled up. Now that was disappointing. He lowered his head, shading his eyes with his bangs, and repeated to himself, "Real men don't cry."
Are you breaking up with me? Please say no. Give me another chance to sweep you off your feet.
No, I'm not breaking up with you, Zelos. I'm just... What are you doing?
Zelos pulled her to her feet and led her gracefully to the dance floor again.
Sweeping you off your feet.
He chuckled and swirled her around until she was dizzy. Lena could not believe it. How many times had she told Gowrie that she had wanted to go to the TM Revolution concert? Well, often enough that Zell got tired of it and ordered tickets off the internet for them. So, why wasn't she going? Moreover, why was Sylphiel? If Gowrie had wanted to invite old Sylphie, well, fine, just as long as he had ordered tickets for all three of them. And then everything would be just super. But he hadn't, and they weren't. Things, that is, being super. Just because she wasn't crawling or hanging all over the guy, baking him food, sewing him little doodads, that didn't mean she didn't care at all. She had really wanted to go to that concert, too. So why hadn't she told that to Zelos? He would have gotten her front row seats in a private car, with food service to go with it. Had she asked. Maybe, if he wasn't too busy entertaining Candy. Zell got the tickets. Why hadn't he gotten one for himself and they could have all gone? Why hadn't Zell done that, huh? He could have even invited Amelia for once to do something. Yeah, Zell had plenty of opportunity to have made her life a bit better, but he had gone and given the tickets to Gowrie. Gowrie, the nimble-minded oaf. He probably didn't even know who this singer was. She was certain he did not. What was it he said?
TM? That for the trademark? That play about history?
Gods, what an idiot. And after playing that CD over and over all week.
Lena sat up in bed, hair tousled from thrashing around. It wasn't even that late. Zell was probably still up. Maybe she had better just go over there and give him a piece of her mind. Yeah, that was sounding better and better.
What's this? Val asked Milgazia.
They were seated at the table, about to eat a late dinner.
A traditional solstice menu, Val. Oh, that's right. You weren't here last year, were you? Well, since this is your first time, I'll tell you about the dietary laws surrounding the celebration.
Menu? Those are grass clippings from a midget's garden with cat piss. I need real food, dude. I worked hard today, setting up all those floats for the downtown parade. Carting boxes, stacking crates. And that was after laying a gig last night. And I'm still growing. I can't do with just sprouts and vinegar.
Val, calm down. There's no reason for you to yell.
Val? Val! Come back here and listen.
Oh, Gowrie, isn't he just wonderful?
Sylphiel sighed dreamily.
Gowrie?
He was so quiet and still. It was dark in the concert hall, but very noisy due to the screaming girls accompanying the loud music. Gowrie slept on, thanks to those nice earplugs Zell had thoughtfully lent him. So peaceful and dark, like in a cocoon. Yes, peaceful and dark. Zelgadas was stretched out in the hot tub. He had the entire house, inside and out, to himself. His eyes were closed. The door to the house was open, the heating bill be damned, allowing the soothing melodies from the stereo inside to float gently on the airwaves outside to caress his tender eardrums. Other than that, it was quiet. It was close to freezing outside, so all the neighbors had their houses closed up and barking dogs shut in. A car or two driving by on the street out front. A truck. That was all. Quiet. Quiet and warm. The heat in the tub was cranked up high, and the jets were spewing millions of tiny bubbles around and around. Zell was the happiest that he had ever been, at least in a long while. And so were his friends tonight, he was sure. Lena. He had made sure that Gowrie had those tickets and was all set to go. Lena would be happy, at least. And if she was happy, the world would be a better place. And it was all because of his hard work and perseverance and credit card and computer skills. Hey, use the talents you're blessed with. Val was out at the settlement, all busy with Philia. That should keep them both busy and happy, right? A busy Seafeed believer was a happy Seafeed believer. Good thing he talked Val into going tonight. He was going to shine the whole friggin' holiday off. Again. Well, Val and Philia could both thank him later. Philia could thank him for getting Naga out of the way to make it all happen, too. That was a real stroke of genius. Gloat, gloat. He got Naga convinced that she should stay home and have a good family cry with her father and little sister over the past few family tragedies. Good for them all. Amelia still had lots to give, he was sure. And what better way to share the grief than to have plenty of close family around to do it with? Oh, yes. He had even done well by the little princess and her overbearing sister. And Zelos was gone, too. He had suggested to Zelos that he should just get a hotel room if her roommate was there. The goofus had not thought of anything as simple as that. He certainly had seen enough movies to learn a pointer or two. So easy. So quiet. Gods, it felt good to help everyone this way. Maybe he ought to consider a career in counseling. Or, better yet, psychiatry. Yes, he could be a doctor and a psychiatrist. He could solve everyone's problems. Ah, the water felt so good. And now my sister's car won't start? Ah, no, it's freezing out here. And I don't want to walk all the way to Zell's place. No, no, no. Why does Zell have to live so far away now? He used to be a couple blocks away, but no. Now he's at the other end of the park. And miles away. If I freeze to death, it will all be his fault. Do you hear me, Zell? All your fault! Lena hunkered down, yanked her hat down a bit more, and scrunched up her face against the cold, and struck out down the street. He left? He left? Philia screamed. No, don't tell me that. He just better not have left, really. That's all I gotta say. I've got tons of stuff left to do, and he promised to help. Promised. Zell promised me he would. I could have gotten other people to do the work, but I saved it for me and Val. That stupid Zell goddess. What kind of advice was that from him? I ought to call him and give him a piece of my mind. Oh, gods. Now I remember why I couldn't wait to move out before. Oh, Naga, I've really missed you, you know. Amelia cried. Without you, it's been kinda boring. Just admit it. Without me around, your pathetic little life has been boring as hell. Oh, 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 oh. Amelia let out a huge sigh. Mostly, but not my birthday. Naga perked up. Oh, so tell me about your birthday then. Did you go out and get drunk? Oh, no. I wouldn't do something like that. Oh? Zelgadis drove me to a quiet, private place in the hills above Atlas City. We were recording there. But that night, you guys were making out under the stars. Well, kinda. Except there weren't any stars, Amelia giggled. Pretty romantic, huh? I didn't think that guy had any moves. And then it started to rain. Oh, 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 bet that put a damper on his plans. Naga, he's not that kind of guy. He's really very nice and self-controlled. Oh, hoo, Let me tell you something, honey. All guys are that kind of guy. They just package it differently.
Amelia shook her head. Not her Zelgadas. He was the perfect, well, nearly perfect gentleman. She began to wonder what he was doing.
No Val or Zelos. I bet he's lonely there at his house.
What are you waiting for, girl? Let's go visit that little boyfriend of yours, then. Give me a minute to grab some food and drinks, and we'll have a party.
But, shouldn't we call first? What if he has other plans? Or he's asleep? Naga, wait up!
Thank you, Zelos, for the nice dinner and all. Sorry about having to leave you like this, but we'll get together next week, before you have to go to Atlas City, right? And we can call and talk. Kay, bye now. Candy kissed him lightly, then left him frustrated at the door to her residence.
Where next, sir? The limousine driver asked. Home. Here's the address where I live. Take your time. I'm in no hurry.
Thank you, Gowri. That was like the best night of my life. I had so much fun. I hope you did too. I hope I didn't scream in your ears too loudly, did I?
I'm fine, Sylphiel. Glad you enjoyed yourself. Well, I gotta go now. I'll see you later. Bye.
Before he could make his getaway, Sylphiel jumped up and placed a tiny kiss on his cheek.
Bye-bye!
He left the shrine and started up his old pickup. He turned down the block and out of downtown.
I oughta go thank Zell for those tickets and all. Especially the earplugs.
He passed by his house and slowed as he neared Lena's.
Dark there. Guess I shouldn't stop by. Don't want to wake that older sister of hers.
A block later, he spotted a small figure flitting in and out of the streetlights. Red and black coat.
Yup, real familiar. He slowed the truck and rolled down the window. Lena, that you? What are you doing out now? It's mighty cold out.
Gowri? Gowri, you're always around when I need you. Take me to Zell's.
Zell's? Yeah, that's where I was going.
What a coincidence, huh?
Guess so.
Gowri grinned and reached out with a long arm and helped her up into the truck.
He know you're coming?
Zell? Why would that matter? He's always glad to see me. Ha ha!
Zell almost picked up his cell phone, but on second thought, he just let it ring. No good ever came from a cell phone call. Besides, it was cold out, and he was warm in the hot tub. And not dressed. And the towel was just out of reach. If he really tried to get it, which he hadn't. Too bad about missing that call. If it was important, they'd call back.
Damn that Zelgadas anyway!
Phileas shouted. Pick up the phone! Mom, can I get a ride back to town?
No! Grrr!
Val finished his third greasy burger and an extra-large order of fries at the dive on the edge of town. He was feeling better now that he wasn't starving. He even thought about driving back to the settlement and apologizing to Melgazia. Nah, might as well go home and get some sleep. Maybe Zell would want to go play pool. Zell, he wanted to pound that guy for talking him into staying out at the settlement this time of year. He couldn't wait to whoop his ass at the pool tonight. Zelos was the first to arrive home.
I live here. Who are you?
Dilgir, security. Have some ID on ya?
Zelos pulled out his wallet and flashed his driver's license.
Satisfied? Who hired you?
Dad?
Yes, I'm a relative too. You ought to get your Grey Ward's genealogy straight.
He pushed past the broad-shouldered young man and went straight to his room.
Damn it, beast, out of my way. Find Zelgadas and go whine to him.
What? He's not here?
Fine, then. I'll follow you.
Zelos followed the wolf dog to lead him through the front room, now with Spanish guitar riffs flooding the room. Past the kitchen, dark except for the single light from the aquarium housing his goldfish, and out the French doors to the patio.
Zelgadas?
Zell opened one eye and sat up. He could barely make out Zellos through the dense fog from the hot tub, but his voice was unmistakable. In here. What are you doing here?
I live here. What is the security man doing?
Zellos stood in the doorway, watching the fog waft.
Beast did not like the cold. Wuss, wolf.
So he gladly curled up at his feet, out of the draft.
Father hired him. Wants me to attach him to the band. More entourage. I said I would think about it, but he's here for tonight. Apparently, Father is worried about us. Was that Gowrie's truck just now? How can you hear that over the jets? I'll go check.
Zellos got as far as the front door when he heard Lena's shrill voice.
What? You can't stop me going in there. I can damn well go see my friends anytime I want to. Tell him, Gowrie.
Well, you want to try stopping her?
Hello, Lena.
Gowrie?
Zellos chortled from inside the house. Door open.
It's okay, Dilgir. Put Lena Inverse and Gowrie Gabriev's names on the Tight with Zell Goddess list for me, would you?
Thanks,
Lena grumbled on her way in. What are you doing here? And what's with the bodyguard?
Deja vu.
Zellos shook his head. Why doesn't anyone think I live here?
Zell's here?
Gowrie asked.
Hot tub,
Zellos sighed. Lena's eyes grew wide, a look of ecstasy spread across her face.
Me too!
Not now. Hold on.
Zellos nearly tripped over Beast.
Lena! Zell!
Who the hell are you? Get the F out of my way, Val growled from in front of the house. This disc player hummed, and a new CD clicked into place. Bossa Nova Beat. Ah, Rio. Gowrie was torn as to whether or not he wanted to get involved in either developing problem. The first, which was mostly going to be a territorial dispute between Lena and a, at best, scantily dressed Zell in a place of weakness, or the other one where Val was about to commit murder in the first degree. He chose the latter and loped out to help the security guy.
Yoo-hoo! Say, sissy poo, looks like your honey's having a party. Good thing I've brought some grub and suds. Val! Oh, look, a new guy.
Hi, honey. I don't think I've seen you before. My name's Naga, the great white serpent of Syrog, of late. But you can just call me Naga, okay? Hold that door for us. Okay, tall, dark, and hairy? That's right. We're coming through.
Oh,
Gowrie, why, sissy poo, I'm gonna have my hands full tonight with all these good-looking guys.
Dilgir did not have a chance against Naga.
Lena, don't come any closer. I'm not dressed.
Zell's voice was low and guarded. Forgetting what she'd come over to yell at him about, Lena poured on the charm.
How about giving me a turn in there? You don't want to turn out like a prune, do you?
I'm not going to get out of the water with you standing there. And Amelia?
Gods, no, why me? Why me?
He sunk to his chin level into the water.
Oh, my gods, a hot tub too. What a place. Damn cold out here. Move over, honey.
Gah!
Zell screamed, a very unmanly scream. It took both Gowrie and Val to stop Naga from shedding her garments and just jumping in with Zell. If Zellos had few inhibitions, she had none. Amelia and Lena left Zell to find his towel, while Zellos lent him his kimono for the march from the out-of-doors to his room to change. Val trailed him to his own bathroom. Naga was unpacking the snacks, stopping to feed Gowrie and Dilgir, in turn, tidbits.
Poppy seed cake. This is the best. I recommended that the cook use sour cream. It makes all the difference.
Zellos, get us some towels, will ya?
At your service, Miss Lena.
You coming, Naga?
Lena asked on her way out to the hot tub. Amelia, stumbling awkwardly at her side.
It's girls' happy hour.
Yeah, after I get a drink.
Here?
No sooner had Zelgaris entered the kitchen than Lena and Amelia left. Naga had found the glasses and was about to pour Zelos a drink of whiskey.
You look like you could use something strong tonight.
Gowri was uncomfortable and starting to his feet. Val entered.
What's that? Put that down! I told you no booze here! That's the rule!
He leveled his golden gaze onto Naga and held.
Oh, I don't mind.
But I do. You oughta. It was an agreement we made going in here. And at that practice room of yours. He was still staring at Naga. Give me the bottle and stay or go.
Zelgaris looked out the door, the mist up from the hot tub floating by in thin wisps. It was time to reload the CD. Oh, joy. Why did life have to be so hard?
Naga looked at the bottle, then back up to meet Val's eyes.
Sure, no problem. Here, I keep forgetting you're all babies over here.
That's okay. She wrapped her arms around Val's neck.
So, am I dragging you out to the hot tub with me, or are you inviting me somewhere more private?
Here. He tossed the whiskey bottle at Gowri. With some effort, he picked up the sizable young woman and carried her away. They could hear the door to Val's room slam, cutting off the tail end of Naga's laugh.
That double insulation was a good idea, Gowri observed,
as he drained the bottle into the sink. Zell looked in askance at Zelos, and then back to Gowri.
Excellent one.
His cell phone buzzed.
Yes?
He pulled it away from his ear immediately.
It's for you.
He tossed his cell phone to Zelos.
Then why did they call your number?
Zelos asked.
Hello? Philia? Well, that's not very nice. You ought to try that persuasive voice.
Ew! What language from a lady?
And that's not even possible. I don't think Zelgaris wants to listen to that kind of talk. He's got very sensitive ears. He likes sweet talk.
Give me that phone, Zell shouted. In a keep-away game, Zelos lobbed the instrument to Gowri's hands. Gowri tapped on the mouthpiece.
Hello? Anybody there?
Who?
Philia?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Zell did what?
Oh, I don't know. Don't sound like something he would have done on purpose.
Are you sure? He's a pretty nice guy, you know. Real thoughtful and... Gotta go.
Gowri, give me my phone. Zell demanded, hopping up into the air to make a grab for it, as Gowri held it up over his head. Gowri sent it flying over to Dilgir, who, not knowing whether or not he owed it to Zell as his bodyguard sorta, to give it back, flung it to Zelos like a hot potato.
Philia, you still there?
Yes, I am too.
Well, isn't that nice?
Well, I think so.
Whoopsie!
Zelos completed a backhand pass to Gowri. Tiring of the game, Zelgaris simply gave up.
If you want to talk to her that much, who am I to stop you?
Soda, Dilgir?
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess I'd better go back to door duty, he said,
but he didn't move from his chair.
How are we going to get rid of the girl, Zelgaris?
Zelos asked, and taking a soda himself.
Already taken care of.
Oh?
I turned off the heater, and the jets are on a timer. I figure about 22 more seconds, and they will begin to notice.
Gowri shook his head.
I don't get how you do that.
Zell smiled.
It's a gift. To which I am obliged to... Oh, hello, Lena, Amelia. Wanna change? First door, street side.
That's my room, Zelos began to object. But since it was too late, he changed his plea.
Just don't leave those wet towels on the floor. Here, just give them to me and I'll put them in the wash.
Okay, I'll wait. Amelia, Lena, Gowri, Zelgaris, and Zelos were lounging around the kitchen with hot chocolates. Zelos handed one to Dilgir as he pushed off to guard duty. The rumble of the dryer could be heard in the background.
So, what are you all doing here?
Gowri handed over the borrowed earplugs with a thank you.
I slept through most of it. The concert thingy. Might have been okay, but the singer dude was...
well, pretty femme. Sylphia liked it well enough, I suppose. At which point he turned to Lena and said, I'd meant to take you, 'cause I knew you wanted to go, but the tickets fell out on the van to Syrog, and she saw them and thought, well, she was so excited and thought I was gonna invite her, I didn't see no other way out of it. Sorry, maybe Zell'll get you more. Lena shrugged. Yeah, sure. Another time. That was pretty nice of you to do that, you know.
Thanks, Lena.
He smiled.
So, why were you coming over to see Zell?
Me? Oh, yeah. I was gonna find out why he just didn't get more tickets so we could all go. That and keep him company. She smiled, too.
That's what I thought, too, Amelia cried out. Poor Mr. Zell got us here all alone. None of us are supposed to be alone, you know. Not only is it unjust, but it is unsafe.
I don't think unsafe is quite right, Zell said, sighing lightly. And as you can see, I was not alone for long. Which brings us to you, Zelos. Lena looked his way. He had pushed his chair up close to the cabinet where the fishbowl stood. He was following the fish's progress around a plastic castle. Up and under, around and around. A shout from Lena and a kick to his chair brought him around as well.
What? Here? I live here, as I have asserted repeatedly. Oh, and I got another picture in the mail. Me and your father, Amelia. Taken not long ago outside your place.
That brought the discussion around to the status of their syndicate problem. It was not lost on Zell that Zelos had carefully avoided answering Lena's question directly. Something was not right between him and Candy, he was afraid. Well, let Zelos keep his secrets until he was ready to talk. Zell had nothing to add, and since they were all getting tired physically and of one another's company, Gowri offered to take Lena and Amelia home, assuming Val was responsible for delivering Naga to her residence. Zell and Zelos walked them to the door. Then Zelos returned to watching his fish swim. Zell followed the others out to Gowri's truck, when a boy, about his size, jumped out of the bushes, shouting, Lena! Lena Inverse! I need your help!
Eh? Who are you?
Oh, I didn't expect you to recognize me. He stood a little taller and ran a hand quickly through his chocolate-brown hair. A hunk flopped over one eye, leaving the other eye to express all his emotion. It was large and deep brown, fringed by dark, thick lashes. He reminded Lena of a deer, a damn cute-looking one.
My name is Hollis Lays.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you at school. So, what are you doing here? This is Zell's house.
I saw you leaving your house and walking. I was going to stop you then, but you got a ride. It's taken me this long to get here. Lena, I really need your help.
So you say. Why me?
I can pay, too. Well, everyone knows you'll do just about anything for money.
He recognized the danger signals right away as Lena's eyes flared and fists tightened. So he added in a rush of words.
Not anything, but helping people kind of things. Like you did for Kagome.
What? Lena didn't think her reputation had sunk to the do-gooder state.
Oh, that archery club fundraiser, Miss Lena.
That was special. So it was true. Zell had said it before. No good deed went unpunished. So before I freeze out here, what's your story?
Gowri leaned against his truck to listen. Zell folded his arms and frowned.
This had better be good.
My family... Your family is one of the richest families in all say Rune or its neighboring townships. Your estate lies to the south. We passed it on our way back from Syrog, Miss Lena.
Amelia looked quickly to Zelgadas for confirmation.
The wealthiest, I think,
Hollis admitted. He was clever enough to approach Lena from her greedy side. Of course, he knew nothing of Zelos, Val, and Zelgadas's inheritances. And even Gowri knew to keep his mouth shut. Lena's interest was now tweaked.
Go on. My father recently remarried.
Yes,
It was in the papers, society section. Your stepmother's name is, or was, Miss Carey. And she has a daughter.
Amelia scratched her head.
Yes, and that's the problem. My father is a very weak man, and my stepmother is...
A witch, yeah, I get that, so where do I come in? It's not getting any warmer.
She wants to hold my father's money, which is supposed to come to me, so she's got him to agree to the most atrocious...
Out with it! Lena, I'm going inside. Zell announced, Hollis, you're welcome to join us inside. I can tell this is going to take a while.
In silent agreement, they all turned and shuffled back into the house, tipping their imaginary hats to Dilgir on their way in.
Back so soon? Oh, you brought friends again? They're multiplying, too. Who's this?
Zelos asked with mild interest.
Hollis, okay, sit down and tell me what it is you need me for, Lena said.
Thank you, Lena, and let me say that you are just as lovely in real life as everyone says.
Gowrie placed a hand on the kid's shoulder. Better get on with it.
Okay, Hollis sighed. So my father and stepmother arranged my marriage to my stepsister to keep the money in the family, and she's just awful.
Well, naturally, Zelos agreed. Lena's deadly glare shut him up immediately. He dipped into the kitchen unnoticed. He could tell when his input was unwelcome, and for some reason... It was unwelcome most every place tonight.
That's just awful. I can't believe they can get away with something like that.
I'm sure they can't, Zell muttered and checked his watch.
The only way out for me isn't much better. I have to find someone else, someone who will marry me, and I only have 1 week,
Hollis exclaimed, eyes tearing up. Zelos dropped a sack in the kitchen. Don't mind me, he shouted, while skittering around, picking up the dozen or so oranges and tangerines rolling around. Sounds ridiculous to me, Zell spat with disgust. What you need is a good
plan. Oh, Hollis, Lays, we'll think of something, won't we, Miss Lena?
Amelia jumped up and down with excitement.
I know, you can marry Miss Lena.
Yes, that's just what I was thinking, Hollis shouted joyfully. Lena would be perfect. She's so beautiful and strong, they'd believe anything she said. You make a very lovely fiancé for me to present.
Oh, yes, we'll all go to your house tomorrow and introduce Miss Lena. Mr. Zelos is a priest. He could perform the wedding right there and then.
Amelia, Lena shouted, I'm not going to get married.
Well, not for real, that's right. A mock wedding, of course. My Lena, my hope, we'd need to get fake documents and all.
Hollis said thoughtfully.
Mr. Zelos, can you hear all this? You can make up a pretend marriage certificate for Miss Lena and Mr. Hollis, can't you?
Now, Miss Amelia could plead all she wanted, but Miss Lena would have nothing to do with the plan, nor would Zelgadis. Amelia, wake up here. That would be illegal. Zelos will do nothing of the sort. Lena, tell them no, Zell said, hoping fervently that he alone was not the singular voice of reason.
Of course not, Lena agreed. That is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Amelia, I can't believe you'd come up with a half-baked plan like that.
Ignoring the others, Hollis and Amelia just kept planning.
You see, Lena would be the perfect fit. For my stepsister's wedding dress. You'll be so beautiful. Oh, Lena, it can work. It will work. We'll make them think we're really getting married and then get an annulment.
Lena nodded. You get all your inheritance then, even if you were no longer married?
Well, yes.
Lena's eyes narrowed. So what do I get out of all of this? Sacrifice on my part. Lena, Zell grumbled warningly.
Oh, I could pay you, say, 5,000?
10,000, she bartered.
Lena,
Gowrie gasped. Lena, this is ridiculous, Zell shook his head. Hollis continued,
we'd have to live at the estate, and then in a week or two...
Eh? Lena gasped.
Yes, after the paperwork is complete, we could have the annulment done. It shouldn't take more than a few weeks.
month at tops. Hollis smiled. Amelia smiled. Lena gagged.
Month? Absolutely
not. Both she and Zell, with a little late harmony provided by Gowrie, intoned adamantly. Listen to yourselves. You sound ludicrous, Zell said by way of summary. This is a case for a good lawyer and a little detective work. I happen to have a man I can trust for you to talk with in the morning. No, not now. It's late. Amelia frowned. Zell, the old killjoy.
But I can't go home to that. I just can't face them.
He's very emotional,
Gowrie noted.
But he's so cute and rich, isn't he, Miss Lena?
Yeah, but I do not want to get caught up in any entanglements, Amelia. Sorry, Hollis. Still, I don't think you should go back there alone.
Zell sighed. All right, Hollis can stay here tonight, on the couch or in the guest room, if it's made up. I call my lawyer, Mr. Fabrizio, in the morning.
Better make it early,
Zelos reminded him, his voice coming in from the kitchen.
We have other fish to fry, so to speak, around lunchtime, and Count D hates it when a customer is late.
Zell nodded. I hadn't forgotten. What's so funny? He stood up from the chair in the front room and searched for his nutty friend in the kitchen. Zelos? What are those? On the table, Zelos had assembled and grouped six men, using oranges for the bases, tangerine heads, carrot-tip noses, sliced olive eyes, and accessorizing with an assortment of vegetable parts. Zelos grinned. Since Zelgadis certainly did not get them, Zelos sang a little jingle. Get it? Zesty the Orange Man. And friends. Amelia, of course, loved them all and labeled Zelos the most cleverest craftsman she knew.
Oh, joy.
I'm going to bed, Zell announced. On the way to his room, he brushed by Val and Naga on their way out. Amelia, you still here? I'll take you home with Naga then, Val said.
Guess we should go too,
Gowrie urged Lena, who decided after her last narrow escape with fate, she had better go directly home and stay there this time. Yeah, let's get out of here,